Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If this is your very first episode, then welcome to the podcast family. I am Victoria Maskell and I create episodes all to do with mindset, manifestation, money mindset, and just generally living a happy, positive life, whatever that looks like for you. So welcome to the podcast family. As ever, if you want to be part of the Instagram family, if you want to find out more, if you want to send me DMs with suggestions of podcast episodes, then I absolutely love it when people do that. So I am at victoria.maskell on Instagram, and I'll make sure all the links are in the show notes below. So wherever you're listening to this, you can click on the information and you can find out more. Now, today's episode is going to be all about anxiety. Now, I really ummed and ahed about whether to create this episode or not, because I wanted it, number one, to be a positive episode, and I didn't want it just to be me droning on about something very minor that had happened in my life. And then I thought, actually, I think there's value in this, because if I had been in my position and didn't know about mindset and didn't know about the subconscious and hadn't had hypnosis and BWRT in the past, I think I would find this interesting and helpful. So that is why I'm going to create this episode. Where do I start with this? If you've listened to a few of my podcasts in the past, you will know that my journey to where I am now, where I am a hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a mindset coach, came from my background in psychology. So A-level psychology. I have a degree in psychology and cognitive neuroscience. I went on to study, but not complete, my PhD, which probably could be another whole episode, but it's all a very positive thing. And I actually trained in hypnosis as a hypnotherapist because of some really severe anxiety I experienced in my 20s. So what was basically happening in my life was I was in my first year, going into my second year of uni, and things were really good. And what I mean by that is I didn't have a big life event. There wasn't something in particular that had happened to trigger the anxiety. And I'm sharing this because I see in my clients sometimes, they will say things like, you know, they're having panic attacks maybe, or feelings of anxiety, and they're like, but there's no reason. I don't understand. I can't find a particular cue or trigger for it. And I want to share that that actually is quite common. For me, I cannot tell you where the anxiety came from, because I was really enjoying university. I got some great friends who I'm still really close with, loving my degree, loving my subject, but anxiety really, really badly hit me. Now, anxiety manifests in so many different ways, and I think it kind of gets stereotyped into, oh, well, you're only anxious if you're having a panic attack, you're shaking, you can't breathe. But it can manifest in lots of different ways. And for me, people on the outside didn't know I was anxious. It wasn't something I chose to share at the time. And I was having, I thought there was something stuck in my throat. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I thought my chest was tight. I wouldn't say I was sort of stomach anxious. And if anyone's had anxiety, you probably know what I mean. But anyway, so it made me lose a lot of weight because I got scared to eat. I got scared to drink. And I know you're probably thinking, what? But you, everyone drinks, everyone swallows. That's where the anxiety got to. Flash forward, desperation moment, flicking through the yellow pages, hypnotherapist, because I'd been to see doctors, I'd been checked out, I'd been to A&E, there was nothing wrong with me, apart from all these symptoms I was feeling. Anyway, hypnosis was the most amazing thing for me. Incidentally, BWRT, which is one of the techniques I use now, didn't exist then, but hypnosis was amazing because finally I understood that sometimes we get these feelings of anxiety out of nowhere. Sometimes our subconscious mind, that really powerful part of us that we're not consciously aware of, takes over. And that was what was happening for me. I still don't really know the specific trigger, but it almost doesn't matter because I don't have panic attacks anymore. I don't experience that anxiety. I don't worry about not being able to breathe or swallow or any of those things. So in that sense, I don't experience that anxiety. And I think part of the reason why I wasn't sure if I was going to share the rest of this podcast episode was because I didn't want people to think that there isn't hope if you've got anxiety, because there really is. This is the thing. Anxiety is a natural human state. No one is ever going to experience zero anxiety in their life because we are pre-programmed to have it. The part of the brain, the amygdala, that is all to do with fear processing, in theory could be functioning incorrectly or damaged in people, so they might not have a fearful response. But generally speaking, anxiety is normal because it's part of the fight or flight response. It's an evolutionary response to protect us, to keep us safe. And what we perceive now as keeping us safe is probably very different to when we evolved this part of our brain and this fight or flight response. So what often happens is we experience these survival mechanism feelings based on things that we consciously know aren't a threat to our survival. So someone might get really anxious leaving the house when, you know, 99.9% of the time you will be absolutely fine leaving the house. Or maybe on social media you get anxious to post something or to comment on something, and it creates these feelings of anxiety, but the fear there is more maybe being judged, someone saying something nasty, that kind of thing. It's all anxiety, but anxiety to a certain extent is part of our human experience. Now, the reason I wanted to share this in today's episode is I know a lot of people right now are potentially experiencing anxiety for the first time or experiencing more extreme anxiety for the first time because of what is going on in the world. And I know that every different country is experiencing this slightly different. When I'm recording this in the UK, we are still in a lockdown. Pretty much, well, certainly the area I live in, we've been in a lockdown since just before Christmas. So a fair period of time. And the very thing of lockdown, the very thing of a pandemic is bringing up anxiety in people. And as I said, in the UK, we've been in a lockdown. What that's, kind of meant is stay home. Don't leave the house unless you absolutely need to. So for work, schools are currently closed at the moment, for work or to get medical supplies or food and groceries. Now, I'm very lucky that I haven't actually had to leave the house. I have Gusto, not sponsored, but Gusto boxes are amazing. If anyone wants to try Gusto, let me know. I can give you some recommendations. So that's like a food delivery thing. And we have Amazon that delivers food shops. So basically, I have not left the house since I went in my car for a walk. I know you can't walk in your car, you know what I mean? I drove to somewhere about 30 seconds away from me. There's a reason. Anyway, I haven't left the house since the 31st of December. And I hadn't realized the anxiety it was creating in me. Now, I had to leave the house last Tuesday for a medical appointment. And The reason I'm sharing this is I hadn't realized that I'd actually started to build anxiety about going outside of my house. And this is not something I've ever experienced before. I know some people, this is a daily occurrence and it doesn't need the pandemic to bring that anxiety. But it's not something I'd experienced before. And it wasn't until I had booked this doctor's appointment, and obviously it needed to be a face-to-face appointment, that I realized that I'd suddenly become, for want of a better word, anxious about the outside world. And this really surprised me because I've never been like that before. You know, I would go out every single day. I'd go to the gym, I'd see friends, family, go out for meals, go to work in a different town for some client sessions. But it wasn't until I had this reason to need to leave that my brain, my subconscious started bringing up all of these fears, all of these what ifs. And it really surprised me. And I wanted to share that firstly, because if you're feeling like that, you're not alone. As a mindset coach, as a therapist, I sometimes have that imposter syndrome around, but Victoria, you can't feel anxiety because you're a mindset coach and you help people with this every single day. But then I have to remind myself, whilst that's true, whilst I have loads of tools and techniques that I'm going to talk about in this episode, I'm also human, and like I always say to my clients when imposter syndrome comes up, you don't expect a surgeon to do their own operations. You don't expect a doctor to never get ill. And something Fran from FM Coaching was talking about a few days ago. Fran's been on this podcast. If you haven't checked out her episode on Just Eat the Biscuit, I thoroughly recommend it. But she was saying about this pressure on people to be awesome, to be perfect. And that's not part of the human experience. So I'm sharing this because I'm a therapist, psychotherapist, mindset coach, all of these things. And I realized I was experiencing anxiety. Now, I'm lucky that I was aware of it and I could bring in all of my kind of tools and techniques, and it helped me feel so, so much better. But if you're listening to this and you think maybe you are experiencing some anxiety, do reach out for support, whether that's support to me, you want some help from me, or whether that's talking to friends and family or any of the free support networks, please do reach out. We are all human. We're all going through unprecedented times. So there was me thinking, I've got to leave the house. I'm actually anxious to leave the house. Now there's a double whammy in this because I am not great with needles. I'm fine if it's someone else. I could hold someone else's hand, watch them have an injection, no problem. But when it comes to me having an injection, not so great. And again, this hadn't come up. I hadn't needed, I wasn't having the COVID vaccination. I was having a different vaccination that I hadn't had when I was younger, and the doctors just recommended that I should have it. So there's a little bit of backstory there. Now, I hadn't needed an injection for something crazy, like probably 20 years, which sounds like a very long time when I say it. So this anxiety hadn't come up because there hadn't been a trigger. There hadn't been any need for me to feel the anxiety. So suddenly there's this double whammy of, I don't really want to leave the house. I feel a little bit apprehensive about what the world is like right now. And the reason I have to leave the house is I have to have an injection. Let's add on to that, that normally I'd have that backup of, you know, my mum or dad would be able to come and pick me up if I'd fainted or something like that. Now, I've never actually fainted, but let's just say I'm not great with needles. Whether you think I'm being a wimp or not, I'm absolutely fine with that. I get it. But I didn't have that backup because, again, because of lockdown, I can't see my parents. So I decided that it was time for me to use my mindset tools, my understanding of anxiety, because what we have to remember, what I kind of want to get across, is anxiety is real. You feel it. You get physical symptoms, but we are not anxiety. We are not an anxious person as a trait. We are doing anxiety. Our brain is perceiving some kind of threat to our survival and creating a response. So we have the ability to start to reduce that based on changing our thoughts, changing that subconscious programming. And I know that isn't a just, oh, I'll think differently. And you know that, as I've shared in this episode, I have experienced what I would call pretty severe anxiety. It was pretty horrible at the time. So I know how frustrating it is when people say things like, oh, just think something different. And you're like, well, it's not quite as easy as that. And the reason it's not that easy is because we're working with two different parts of the mind. So when someone says to us, oh, just think of something different and you'll be fine. Number one, their brain probably doesn't respond to anxiety in the same way that yours does. So, you know, for me, you might be listening to this thinking, oh, injections are absolutely fine. They don't bother me at all. So your brain responds differently to that. You have got different programming around doctors, needles, injections, etc. And someone else's brain, like mine, has got different programming. So what we need to do to start to feel better, to start to take back that control, which I think with anxiety, you just feel out of control, don't you? To take back that control, it's about reprogramming the subconscious. And I'm so lucky now that because I'm trained in BWRT, which if you haven't heard of it, is a brain working recursive technique, it is such an amazing way. So what I did was, I was like, right, Victoria, if this was one of your clients, what would you do? So step one, I made a list of all the things that were making me feel anxious, because quite often you perceive something, you think about something and then it makes you think about something else that could go wrong and then something else and it just spirals. So I was like, right, we're going to stop the spiral, get it on paper. And then what I did was I actually used BWRT. So BWRT is about getting to the root of this reptilian complex or the subconscious mind and actually reprogramming the thoughts, because consciously I knew that I would be fine. I knew that I would be safe, obviously traveling in my car on my own, wearing a mask, using hand sanitizer from the kind of pandemic side of things. But also I knew that the injection would be fine on a conscious level. So I used BWRT and actually was reprogramming how I wanted to think instead, how I wanted to feel instead. And I know I'm biased because I absolutely love BWRT, but before the appointment, so I did this on the Monday night before I left on the Tuesday, I just had this deep feeling of it was going to be okay. This feeling of, I know I'm going to be fine. And I could almost see myself phoning my mum afterwards and being like, oh yeah, it's nothing to worry about. It's absolutely fine. And I just had that deep knowing. And you know, when we talk about manifestation, we talk about the ultimate feeling is deep down knowing it's going to be okay. Deep down knowing everything is going to work out, that you're on the right path. And using that BWRT technique actually helped me to feel that. Now, usually I would be heart racing, feeling really kind of faint, feeling really nervous. And in all honesty, I wasn't. I was a little bit apprehensive. I will definitely say I was a little bit apprehensive, but I would say I was a 3 out of 10 on the anxiety scale, whereas before I was probably about a 50 out of 10. And added to that, actually leaving the house, I saw people being really normal. I saw people walking hand in hand with their partners. I saw people, yes, wearing masks and yes, socially distancing, but I had to quickly get some petrol and the lady in the petrol station was smiling and chatting. And it just made me feel so much better because I had built this kind of anxiety world. I had built this fear up and it just wasn't true. And by kind of allowing myself to get over that anxiety to a small extent, I could start to take more actions. And then when I was taking those actions, I was like, oh, it's really not that bad. And I don't know if that will resonate with anyone else. It might just be me that's been feeling this kind of, oh, the outside world's a little bit scary right now type feeling. But honestly, I am sharing my experiences to show you that we can change how we feel. And we can go from feeling really scared and really anxious to feeling like we are back in control and that we can do it. And then you can use various techniques to help yourself with. So for example, obviously with the pandemic and everything that's going on, yes, you want to be washing your hands, yes, definitely in where you need to with the restrictions, wearing masks, etc. But how we feel about that and allowing ourselves to still get exercise or still go on walks, or I know it's different in every country, so I'm only able to kind of share my experience, but I wanted this episode to be a positive episode whereby what we're talking about is anxiety is very real, but anxiety is something that we can definitely take back some control with. Like I was saying, we do anxiety, we're not anxiety. And what I mean by that is anxiety is a physical response that our bodies are creating because something in our environment has triggered this survival mechanism. And when you can kind of soothe your subconscious and when you can show yourself that everything is going to be okay or take actions to help everything be okay, your subconscious mind starts to respond differently. And that fight or flight response is dialed right down. And what I mean by dialed right down is, remember, anxiety is there to protect us. It's the thing that stops us being bitten by a snake or jumping off a cliff or, you know, getting hit by a car, because we have that little bit of anxiety just ticking away in the background as a protective mechanism. But when that gets to the point where it's changing your life, it's a daily occurrence, that's when maybe it would be time to talk to someone, to reach out. And if you want to know any more about my BWRT technique, how I use that, then please do just let me know. If you want to contact me by email, so if you're not on Instagram, then the email address is just victoria@victoriamaskell.com. All the information will be in the show notes. But let's have conversations about anxiety. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about the positives about feeling better, taking control, the techniques you can use. And I hope whoever you are listening to this, that you have been able to take something positive from this episode. I wanted to share my experiences because I was genuinely really, really anxious about it, but it wasn't that bad. It's that classic thing. It's never as bad as you think it's going to be, but I am really, really lucky that I'm kind of grateful that I was able to use that BWRT because I genuinely felt so much better. Now, if you don't believe me, if you were to ask my mum how anxious I get about needles and anything kind of medical and in the past, she would vouch that it's about a 50 out of 10. So to be able to say, oh, it was a 3 out of 10 and it was fine, I think is amazing. So I hope this episode has been helpful. I hope it's given you a little bit of insight into anxiety. If you know anyone who this episode might help, so maybe if they've been feeling any of these similar feelings and you think this would give them some insight or just to hear a different perspective, then please do share this episode with them. Now, I will be back very, very soon answering some more of your frequently asked questions. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're happy, you're safe, you're healthy, and I will speak to you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.